Errant thought forms. The most commonly known example of a thought form is the haunted house. For a place to have an energy about it, a very emotional event took place, usually a violent death or a murder. The fear, anger, and destructive emotions are so powerful, they leave behind an essence most people, even the average person, can detect. There is no greater energy than that given off at the time of death, and if the death was violent, the entire area can reek of it for centuries. Thought forms create a mass of energy. They are the result of intense emotions and thoughts. Their lifespan is determined by how much energy is put into them. Continually dwelling upon something over a period of time gives the thought emotion energy, which takes on a form of its own. Every individual is different, and according to the strength of his or her aura and thoughts. Some people are born with a naturally strong mind and aura owing to previous lifetimes. Most people have thought forms attached to their aura. The results of daydreams, fantasies, anger, hatred, desires, and so forth, when repeatedly dwelled upon, form permanent thought forms. Thought forms can either be positive or negative. Either way, they can interfere with a person's thought processes. When we meditate, we increase our energy. The thought forms we have feed on this energy. Power meditation is a sort of cleaning house process. We can tune into and remove these, same as we do with others who have attached themselves to our souls. Removing these will bring clearer thoughts and peace of mind. It is a healing process. How to detach unwanted people and entities from your aura. People in our lives, especially those of whom we have emotions for, and or of whom we are close to, either positive or negative, are attached to our aura. Normally, we are attached at the chakras. These attachments can last for many lifetimes. They are most common with family members, those who are close to us, and those who have affected our lives in any major way, including pets. There are symptoms of psychic attachment. The most pronounced are thoughts and or feelings that are not your own. Strong premonitions concerning a loved one or family member and other kinds of telepathic emotions and feelings. To know whether a thought or feeling is your own, take a few minutes to engulf yourself in the ether. This is done by visualizing yourself within the ultraviolet light of the ether element. 1970s black lights are of the color of the ether. If the feeling emotion goes away almost immediately, it is not your own. If it remains, then it is yours. In ridding ourselves on unwanted relationship attachment influences, we must acknowledge that a problem exists and want to let it go. If the one performing the working subconsciously does not want to let go, this exercise will be much more difficult. In addition, there are individuals who have such strong feelings, especially in the way of a love obsession, that their feelings can become intermeshed with our own, making it difficult to even perform the working. The working should be repeated every day from 3 days after a full moon until the new moon. That's the waning moon, and the waning moon takes things away, okay? With stubborn cases, the working may have to be repeated for 40 days or even longer, depending upon the strength of the bond. To remove an unwanted individual from your soul, during the cycle of a waning moon, find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Begin with working on removing one person at a time. If there are several, then work on removing one person at a time, as working on more than one will diffuse your energies and make the entire working ineffective. This can be time-consuming. Ask your mind where the connection is. You will find a mutual connection exists where there are one or more attachments at the chakras. If you cannot locate the attachments, the stronger the bond, the influence, the more attachments, then you will need to sever the influence from all of your chakras to make sure it is completely gone. You need to affirm, starting first step, I am now removing any and all ties from name of person to my soul totally, permanently, and completely. Taking as much time as you need, use an astral knife, saw, a laser, or whatever you are comfortable working with, and dislodge the connections completely from your chakra, one at a time, while vibrating the seed mantra, th, and it's just th. and focus this vibration where the connection is being severed. Breathe in, visualize the tool brightening up with the white gold light, and on the exhale, vibrate, visualize and will the connection to be permanently severed. Your will must be strong here, as the other person may not want to let go, and you may feel his or her feelings of desperately hanging on, especially in the case of love obsessions. Seal each chakra where the connections were attached with light and energy. White gold is the most powerful, as it will also deflect any more attempts to connect. When you are finished with severing the connections from your chakras, clean your aura. Then you must seal off your aura. This is done by visualizing a bright white light like that of the sun, as white light repels and deflects, and affirm, "My aura is constantly and continuously deflecting and repelling all of, name of persons, energies in every way." Recite a satanic rosary with the seed mantra for the sun, as this will reinforce working and burn away any further attempts at attachment. You can choose whichever mantra for the sun you feel comfortable working with, but once you begin with the working, do not change the mantra. The correct way to vibrate the mantra for the sun is Surya. The S is always hissed. Or Ram. Raum. Or you can vibrate. You can roll the R's. Raum. Both are effective. Light is power. Okay, that's a quote from Lilith. There is another kind of attachment, and that is what is called psychic vampirism. Psychic vampirism occurs when an individual attaches him or herself astrally to another soul. He/she usually attaches at one or more of the host chakras, in most cases the heart, and drains the host energy. In all close relationships, there is a mutual attachment for better or for worse. In the case of a psychic vampire, the relationship is analogous to that of a parasite and a host. A psychic vampire does not even have to be involved in a relationship, as it is natural for his or her soul to feed off of the energies of others. The host's energy eventually becomes depleted, especially when in close proximity to the psychic vampire. Whether the vampire is physically near to his or her host or at a distance, once a psychic vampire has attached him or herself to the host, he or she can drain the host. Psychic vampires can be strangers, but in many cases a psychic vampire can even be a family member. In almost all cases of psychic vampirism, there is a weakness on the part of the host person. The parasite-host relationship often satisfies an unfulfilled need for one or both of the individuals involved. The attaching person's energy feeds off of this. For more in-depth information, written from a scholastic and educated point of view, also including the subject of blood drinkers and explaining the vampire legends, this book is highly recommended. Vampires, The Occult Truth by Konstantinos, copyright 2004.